Then they had one that say some of these trucks used to have that you would, you know, it was just a deal that when you pressed it real hard, it just made a certain eeking sound, you know. But you know, what gets me is some of the things now that they say they can't get. Like when I was a kid, say, I think it was Ward's Bakery, all of their trucks was electric.
Yeah. And they can't make electric. I think General Motors might have something to do with that.
Somebody must have.
Yeah.
Because when I was a kid, man, you would see the cars, I mean, these bread trucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, big, heavy trucks.
But all that, but they had cars back there. Those guys would have survived.
Mm-hmm.
They, in fact, they used to put one of them together right back over here, where this, this place. Well, it could have been called a landmark. It was automobile manufacturing company.
Mm-hmm.
It was a canning plant,
mm-hmm,
for making cans, you know, like for tomatoes and all. And then this Howard Feed Mill bought it,
mm-hmm,
and. They use it now for distributing, you know, feed and fertilizer and all that stuff.
What kinds of, well, how would you, in your car that you drive today, how would you describe the front of it on the inside? What things would you have?
In mine, key switch on the dashboard and, well, you have your speedometer, you have, well, I don't have a clock in mine, but you have your gas,
mm-hmm,
gauge and your oil and your heating, mm-hmm, all on the dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
And your signals on your steering wheel and your shifts on the steering wheel. And that's about it. But on those, now on those old ones, they didn't have nothing like that. A lot of times they had, I think Graham Page was the first one. Somebody tried to start making one that would, a long time ago, that would lock your steering wheel, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think that came out, I think it came out recently in 69.
Yeah, but a long time ago, there were some guys that tried them. Some of them had different things they was trying out, and they finally come up with that self-starter later on.
Mm-hmm.
I think old Studebaker a long time ago had a ball on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It, instead of having a straight plug, you know, for your accelerator,
yeah,
they had a black ball,
uh-huh,
that set in a little socket like.
Wow. Oh, I see. So you just press
that black ball.
Uh-huh.
And then you take your, all of them used vacuum tanks back then. They didn't have the fuel pump.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ran out of gas, you had to get your gas and fill a vacuum tank.
Uh-huh.
And then you would go to start it, see?
See.
Except I think, which one was it? Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
Cadillac had an air pump. That when you pumped air in the tank to push it up.
Mm-hmm.
And ever so often you had to, you know,
mm-hmm,
pump it up.
Do you remember some small cars with bucket seats and bench seats?
Well, I remember, like I said, Model A's had your rumble seats mostly, and then you come up to these guys that had these little, what are some of those little cars that they had back there with all that doggone stuff on them? Man, I remember, but I can't call the name of them. They had them.
Mm-hmm. What would be just a general name you might call any kind of car with two seats? And maybe
they call it a coupe.
Would,
well, without a top, they usually call it a roadster.
Uh-huh.
But if it had a top, they'd call it a coupe.
Mm-hmm.